This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me on the radio. It's Thursday, and thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. Hope you have a wonderful day here today. If it's first thing in the morning when you're listening in, Lord God, I pray for all these listeners today. Lord, I ask that you give everyone strength today. Bless each and every soul out here that's taken the time to listen in for your voice because they love you and want to hear a word from you, Lord. I pray you bless each and every listener here today now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we are about to pick up our study again here in the book of Acts. In the meantime, I wanted to invite everyone out to Island Community Church this weekend. If you are in search of a church home, I invite you to come out to Island. If you like what you hear on the radio here, why don't you stop by sometime and visit us? We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. This week, we are going to be looking at, I believe, we're looking at the whole chapter here, and that will be Mark chapter 11 here. As I look through it, we're going to be covering the triumphal entry, the Lord riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, and we're going to look at him cursing the fig tree and then cleansing the temple and forgiveness and prayer. If you have anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. That's my sermon this Sunday morning. Love to see you. We meet Sunday night as well, too. Sunday nights, we're looking and going through the first 11 chapters in Genesis. Sunday night at 6, we meet for food at 5, and 6 to about 7:30 is the service. Now, here today, we're picking it up where we left off yesterday, and that is Acts chapter 12. Now, we're looking at Peter's escape. An angel came and helped Peter escape from the clutches of Herod. And let's pick it up here in verse 11. Now, when Peter had come to himself, now, he was in shock because of everything that happened. He was chained to four squadrons of four soldiers. He had 16 soldiers guarding him. He's inside a prison, and he's behind an iron gate. And now God saw fit to make sure that he got through all of those things, because with God, nothing is impossible. And I've been harping all week, trying to encourage you that no one can stand in your way while you are performing and working out the will of God in your life. Now, here, let's see, verse 11. Now, when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from the expectation of the Jews." So when he considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark. All right, this Mark is the same Mark that wrote the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark ultimately is the Gospel of Peter. Peter shared with Mark and dictated to him all of his experiences. Everything you read in the Gospel of Mark is a first-hand account from the Apostle Peter. And now here's Peter showing up at Mark's house. So again, verse 12. Now, when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she had recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." I love the King James. The King James version here says, "Thou art mad." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, "It is his angel." What an astounding thing here. Here they are praying without ceasing for Peter to be released. And what happens? Peter's released, shows up at the house. What do they say? "Thou art mad. You can't be hearing Peter. Peter's in jail." But they answered and said, "It is his angel." So as I asked the question yesterday, where did they come up with this? And do you and I have guardian angels? Is there a such thing as a guardian angel, or is that just a fairy tale or some kind of story? Now, let's answer that question, not with my opinion, but let's answer it with what the Word of God says, shall we? Now, don't take this as doctrine, but Jews believe that everyone has a guardian angel. Now, again, what does the Bible say about this? The first place I want to look at is Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. Now, here in this text, Daniel was praying, and he was waiting on the Lord for an answer to his prayer. And he receives an answer to his prayer. Daniel chapter 10, verse 19, this angel said to him, "O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he had spoken to me, I was strengthened and said, 'Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me.' And he said, 'Do you know why I've come to you? Now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I had gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come, but I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth.'" Okay, that's right in the middle of a story. Let's just cut right to the chase. I'll tell you what happened. Daniel prayed, and when he prayed, an angel was dispatched with an answer to his prayer. But the angel got into a fight with another angel, which what the Bible calls the prince of Persia. So this we know, there are territorial angels, bad angels for the most part, demons in charge of areas, in charge of theirs. Persia is modern Iran. So if the same angels are still in charge today as they were then, the nation of Iran has demons that rule over it, territorial demons. Now, that doesn't answer the question, do you have a guardian angel? We're going to work our way toward there. Also, if you flip over just one page here in Daniel to chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince that stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book." Now, the angel, the archangel Michael, is the angel, the archangel that stands over the people of Israel. Another territorial angel watches over Israel, watches over the people of Israel. It's a great and mighty angel, and his name is Michael. Now, we still haven't answered the question. The next place I want to take you to is Matthew chapter 18, and we'll pick it up in verse 10. Now, here it says, the Lord Jesus speaking, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones," all right? Now, the Lord Jesus is talking about children. "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." Now, according to the Lord Jesus Christ himself, children in this world have guardian angels that watch out over them. And it's safe to say, and I'll say here today, that you have a guardian angel, one you can't see, maybe from time to time, in a very rare occurrence occasionally, you might actually see him. I haven't. I've heard of stories from people that I trust that have, but this I know, see or not see, and that is children, according to the Son of God, have guardian angels that watch out over them. I would guess and venture to say you have guardian angels that watch out over you. Areas, regions, cities have guardian angels that watch out over them, many of them evil. Look around this country, and I think it's pretty easy to see sometimes, where you see there are territorial evil demons that are over an area where the synagogue of Satan is. For instance, here in this country, where could I point out? The first place I could point out to you would be Madison, Wisconsin, here in this country. That's where Satan's throne has landed, in Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. Why? What's going on there? That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation is. That's the hub where Satan's throne is, that gets all bent out of shape and upset and up in arms anytime the name of Jesus gets mentioned, anytime there's anything to do with Jesus for Christmas or Resurrection Day, anything that has to do with the name of Jesus. The hot spot in this country where anger comes from is Madison, Wisconsin. I tell you, there's an evil demon that's watching over Madison, Wisconsin. That is where Satan's throne is, if you ask me. That's my opinion. This we know for a fact. People have guardian angels, and there are angels that are in charge of different areas as well. When you read in Revelation chapter 9, you read that there's four angels bound up in the great river Euphrates, and they're waiting for the command from Almighty God. They're going to be loosed, and they're going to be set free to kill a third of mankind. So it's a fact. You can count on it. I think it's a wonderful idea that the knowledge that I've got a guardian angel, someone who's watch out over me. How about you? Have you ever had just one of those times where you've just felt like you've had help, heavenly help? Maybe someone slapped you in the face when you were falling asleep, when you were driving, or just something's happened in your life that you can't explain, where you had help, someone helped you. Why? See, we're cutting all the way back to the chase again now. And that is what started this program this week. It's the same thing with Peter. It wasn't Peter's time to leave yet. What happened? An angel come and let him out of jail, opened up the iron gate, which opened by itself, and let him out of town. And it's the same thing for you, too. You have got guardian angels that watch out over you and protect you and deliver you from evil to make sure you don't slip on a banana peel, or your children as well, until your ministry is over. I'll tell you what's over today, and that is our time. We'll be back again tomorrow with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.